Time now for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. It is a packed, packed, packed week in art this week in the Northland as everyone's stretching their limbs and getting out for spring. It starts off this Monday right away at Zeitgeist Cafe from 5 to 7. There is an opening for Christy Carter Eliason. And the title of her exhibition is Inside Out, an intimate exploration of non-humans. And I think you in particular will appreciate this, Lisa, because your dog photography, a lot of it is focused on the emotions behind pets. I think you have a great eye towards the feelings, stories, inner workings of your subjects. And Christy's work, she's a painter, and she's asking the question, what if we perceived non-humans? So she does cows, she does dogs, she does everything, you know, non-human. What if we perceive them as sort of fundamentally like us instead of fundamentally different? Would that change and make it, would we have more moral choices, care and consideration towards these creatures? And she's specifically doing animals, so she doesn't do the plant-based world or the physical world, but she's looking at animals. She calls them non-humans, the idea being that, you know, she's looking at how they have the piece that she has that I think illustrates it really well is these two crows, and one of the crows is grooming the other crow, you know, sort of how do we connect with each other and how do we connect with these non-humans. So that is tonight at Zeitgeist. Tuesday at Beaner's, there is a closing for the Choice Unlimited exhibition. They do arts classes with folks in the community, and there is a closing for them as they get ready for what I'm going to talk about next week, an opening for the Hermantown High School Art Show. So I will talk about that next week, but it's a closing as Choice Unlimited wraps up their exhibition. Wednesday, the YWCA is having their first art show and auction as part of their Early Childhood Center. There is work from folks in the community, really amazing artists in the community, Joy Day and Nikki Johnson. I absolutely adore Nikki Johnson and her work that she does in books. She did Agate the Moose, and just has this wonderfully fluid, she works on UPO, does watercolor on UPO paper, and it just is the what she is able to evoke with just these limited flowing colors and forms is really quite wonderful. So they will be there. Teresa Moses has work there. Lake Superior Art Glass has work there. But then they're also including work from the Early Childhood Center. The image that they have to promote it is this kid with paint all over them, you know, probably 6 months old, splayed out on a piece of canvas. So it's a really wonderful, sort of the joy of color, line, shape, form coming through. So that is Wednesday at 5:30. Thursday, there's a couple of really fun things going on. Blush is having a gauntlet mitten art show. So they have these gauntlets. Is a fancy word of saying mitten or glove, that they have printed and then passed out to 30 artists to create however they would like to create with those. So they are they're these white fabrics, and they are people might just paint on them and have them as wearables, or maybe they'll deconstruct them and reconstruct them in interesting ways. So that is Thursday at 7 at Blush. Thursday at 4 p.m. in Superior, you can head across the bridge and check out George Morrison's poster exhibition. So there is a poster show. Briand Morrison is the son of George Morrison. George Morrison was a really important artist in the modernist movement and happened to live north of Duluth and passed away in 2000. But Briand, his son, is an amazing jazz player. And he is going to play jazz alongside his father's poster prints at Empire Coffee is the site of that. And then Friday, there is a closing celebration for Carla Hamilton. Carla Hamilton has an exhibition closing at ICO called Keller Kunst. And Carla's work is just stunning. She works in collage. She works in all sorts of mixed media. The image that she has up as part of this show to promote it is just, it looks, it's all in yellow and gold and then this collaged face. It looks like an icon painting early religious art, they would have gold leaf and have, you know, the religious symbols in this wonderful gold, floating gold with the faces. And it's just, it evokes that, but in a very contemporary sense. So that is closing this Friday. So rest up and enjoy the week in art.
Boy, I should say so. A person could be gone every single night enjoying art. It's a fabulous opportunity. Annie, my dear, thanks a million, and we will talk again, I don't know, next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays here on 103.3 KUMD.